Well, here we are in October, and at our house it's a cloudy day, and we feel like autumn is really here. Today we're going to continue our pursuit in the series, Our Position in Christ, with the specific subject today being our position under grace. The Bible passage is Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Please get your Bible and be ready to look at that passage together. And now let's bow our hearts before the Lord. Heavenly Father, we come in prayer. Prayer of thanksgiving. Prayer of praise for your grace to us. To think that we in our undeserving state were rescued and saved by your grace. Thank you. Now we pray this morning that as we study this passage and this subject, that the Holy Spirit will be our teacher, and that we shall learn more and more of your grace and have it applied to our lives. And may Jesus Christ be praised, in whose name we pray. So be it. Now, words are hard to find to describe the importance of this subject, our position in Christ. I would hope that every Christian would be taught this truth and be able to live under the power of positional thinking and thus have peace and joy, which many Christians do not know. Today, the specific subject, our position under grace, from Romans 5:1. Now, as I was thinking about this for this message, I was amazed to think that position and rights go together. And, of course, in our day, in our country, and around the world, everyone is screaming for his or her rights. We're into civil rights. We have to be politically correct about civil rights. We are under social rights and personal rights. People are saying, I want my rights. It's interesting that the Christian has rights or position. The Christian has rights because of position. They are spiritual rights under grace. Now let me read Romans 5:1. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, would you also look at verses 19 through 21? That's 19 through 21. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience many will be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace abounded much more, so that as sin has reigned in death, even so grace might reign through righteousness to eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Spiritual rights, our position in Christ, our position under grace. Let me just name three rights quickly. First of all, under grace in Christ, we have access into the holy presence of the Godhead. That access means we can never be shut out from God's presence because of our position in Christ, under grace, not by anything we do or don't do, but access is established by grace. Furthermore, we have acceptance. Ephesians 1, we read that we are accepted in the Beloved, and the Beloved is Christ. We are acceptable to God's holy justice because of our position in Christ under grace. We have access, we have acceptance, we have sonship. We have been adopted into the family of God. That is established forever. That is our right. We are adopted as full adults with full privileges and full rights of being children of God in His family. That is established. Those are Christian rights. Access, acceptance, sonship, our rights, our position. And the wonderful thing about this is that our position is secure. And while Christians should be secure, we are not. We all have areas of insecurity. And the thing that helps us most is not our own struggle or effort to cover it, but to rest in our position in Christ. Our position is secure. Now, we read in this passage in verse 21 that grace is through Jesus Christ our Lord. God is not gracious to us simply because He's good, or simply because He has sentimental pity toward us. He is gracious to us because Jesus Christ our Lord fulfilled the mission of conquering sin through His death and resurrection. So grace is through our Lord Jesus Christ, by His doing, by His merit. That establishes grace. That fixes it forever. Grace will never be overruled. And then in this passage in 19 through 21, we have the word ruling, or the word reigning, R-E-I-G-N-E-D, which means ruling, authority. Grace, the grace of God, is powerful. The grace of God carries an authority which makes our position secure. In other words, grace is the winner over whatever trouble we may have as a believer. Grace is the winner. Now, let's think about this. What does grace rule over? How is grace the ruling power in our lives? Now, this is for the believer. This is not for an unbeliever or for a non-Christian. This is for the person who is regenerate, born from above, believing and trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. What does grace rule over in our lives? First of all, grace rules over the law. The law as given to Moses for the nation of Israel. Grace rules over that law. And the law troubles us. And no longer can the law condemn us, because grace is greater. Where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. When I break a law of God, which I do, I can wallow in guilt and live under that, or I can know my position is that grace overcomes the law. The law can no longer condemn us. What does grace rule over? The law. What a glorious truth that is. I find that many Christians really are not believing that, not living by that truth, rather living under condemnation, even though they say they believe, yet this truth evidently has never been taught them, or they have never looked seriously at Romans 5:19 or other passages, the whole book of Galatians. Understand this and know this. By your position in Christ and by your position under grace, the law cannot condemn you. Grace rules over. Now, a second way that grace rules over us is in the matter of our personal sin. As a Christian, we have the position of righteousness and holiness, but in our daily life in this world, we sin. And because of our sin, we have the feeling of being shut out from the presence of God. We can no longer have access to His presence because of our sin. Now, by knowing our position in Christ and by knowing our position in grace, we will know that sin cannot deny us access into the presence of God. And that is only by our position. It is only by Christ's doing. It is not by anything that comes out of us. Sin cannot deny our access to God. Praise God for that. Our access is secured by Christ, and our position is secure in Him, and our personal sin cannot deny us access. Why? Because grace abounds much more. And as sin reigned in death, even so grace might reign through righteousness to eternal life. How does grace rule over? Grace rules over the law. And grace rules over our sin. Now, thirdly, associated with this is the fact that grace rules over the guilty conscience. We sin, we have a guilty conscience. And that is right and good, and even a guilty conscience is grace. If we didn't have a guilty conscience, we would no longer be bothered by sin. Sin bothers us and brings guilt to our conscience and hinders our joy and communion in the Lord. But know this, by our position under the grace in Christ, a guilty conscience cannot deny our acceptance with God. Because our acceptance with God is because of our relationship in Christ. We are accepted in the Beloved. And we could say this today. Our acceptance before the bar of God's holy justice, our acceptance, is the same as the acceptance of Christ. Christ is fully accepted. His life is acceptable. His death is acceptable. His resurrection. And because of our relationship to Him under grace, a guilty conscience cannot deny our acceptance with the Lord. We are acceptable to Him. That is our position. That is our right. That is our faith. We live by that. And that truth overcomes our guilty conscience. So, how does grace rule over with authority? Rules over the law, rules over our sin, and rules over a guilty conscience. Now, furthermore, in the fourth place, our position under grace rules over the weakness of our faith. We have been given faith through regeneration. We do believe, and we do trust the Lord, but not perfectly. There are times when our faith is weak, and our faith is not exercised. We have times of weakness of faith. But know this, by the power and authority of our position under grace in Christ, weak faith cannot deny our sonship. And we say in our hearts, how can I be a son of God, a child of God, when my faith is weak? Grace covers that. Grace is greater than all the weakness of our faith. Grace cannot deny our sonship. Our sonship is established forever by the merit of Christ and by the grace of God. And so be encouraged today that even though your faith may not be fully perfect as you like, weak faith cannot deny our sonship. We are in the family forever and ever. And that can never change. Why? Because of our position under grace. Now, in the fifth place, grace rules over our backsliding. Is backsliding possible? Well, it's in the Bible. And it's for believers. If Paul and others hadn't used that term, there would be nothing to slide back from. An unbeliever has nothing to slide back from because he's never been anywhere. We have a position, a relationship that is not yet perfected. and will not be till we get to heaven. So believers can get into this condition of backsliding, faltering, not falling, but some tripping. Now know this. Backsliding cannot deny the blood. The blood of Jesus Christ keeps us saved. We cannot lose our salvation. We cannot lose our position in Christ. We cannot lose our position under grace, because grace rules, grace reigns, grace wins. And if you were in a position of, or a condition of backsliding today, you're not going to win. Grace is going to win. Just look to Him now and thank Him for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and for the rule of grace, and accept that in your life. Know this. Backsliding cannot deny the blood of Jesus Christ. And His blood cleanses us from all our sin. Rejoice in your position in Christ, your position under grace. Grace rules over law, over sin, over guilty conscience, over weak faith, over backsliding, and now number 6. Our position under grace rules over Satan. Now, Satan is an enemy. An enemy of God, and therefore an enemy of the believer. Let's say that again. Satan is an enemy of the believer, because we are joined to the Lord God. And he can attack, and he attacks us by discouragement, by despair, by doubt, by distraction, but he cannot win. Know this. Satan cannot overthrow Christ. Satan cannot overthrow grace. In Christ, under grace, we are safe and secure. And Satan can no more overcome and defeat us than he can overcome or defeat the Lord Jesus Christ. We are as safe from Satan as Christ is. To defeat us, overcome us, Satan must overthrow or defeat Christ himself. Know this truth. And don't let anyone take this from you. Don't let any teaching take this truth from you. Know this. Satan cannot defeat us in our position in Christ under grace. How could it be any plainer or said in any other way than Paul states it in Scripture? As sin has reigned in death, even so grace might reign through righteousness. Where sin did abound, grace did much more abound. I have to say personally today that that is true in my life. Where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. And that continues to be true throughout my Christian life. Where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. How thankful I am. How much I praise Him for the peace and joy of living in my position in Christ. My position under grace. It's the only way to live. And until Christian people learn this, they will continue to have great problems with the law and sin and guilty conscience and weak faith and backsliding and Satan. May all these things come under the umbrella of our position under grace in Christ. Heavenly Father, thank you for such truth. Thank you that it is revealed to us in the Scripture, and that we must come to believe and rest in that truth. I pray today that you will relieve many of the pressure and stress of attempting to live by personal commitment rather than by the commitment of God to the believer. Give freedom. Give joy and give peace. In Jesus' name, amen.